Hello, hello, and welcome back to Organic Gardening for Beginners. I'm your host, Jessica, and this is the show to help you get your garden going, keep it going, and have fun while you're doing it. Today, we are doing a very seasonally appropriate episode, which, by the way, this is episode 49. We're almost 50, which is pretty amazing. The one-year anniversary of the show will be in May, which I can't believe time flies. But in any case, today, episode 49, we are talking about how to transplant your seedlings without killing them. We're talking about hardening them off, what to do after you plant them, how to make that transition from indoor grow room to outdoor garden space with a minimum of fuss and transplant shock. Just for 2 seconds before we jump in, I want to say thank you very much for everybody who has been emailing me with comments about the show or questions or just, you know, saying, hey, how's it going in response to an email I've sent out. As I always say, I truly appreciate getting that correspondence, those reviews, because it helps me know that I'm taking the show in the right direction for you guys. It gives me a chance to answer more specific questions or gives me ideas for episodes that multiple people are asking for, you know, and that kind of is the indicator of, hey, there is a gap in information out there. So I've gotten a lot of requests lately about fertilizers and soil and amendments and stuff like that. So I'm going to plan to put that episode out next week. That will be the last episode in March. So keep your ears tuned for that. If you have been one of those folks who have emailed me about that, I've got that one in the works. Alrighty, so then jumping into your seedlings, I want to talk about hardening off because that's one of the biggest next steps once you have all your seedlings ready to go out in the garden. And what that is the process of acclimating your seedlings from wherever you were growing them indoors or even in a greenhouse out into the garden. And I've definitely mentioned this process before, but I want to make sure I have an episode that's super concise, very actionable that you can come back to and reference when it's time for you to put all your seedlings out. And, you know, this actually applies even to seedlings that you get from a farmer's market or a nursery or big box store if these seedlings haven't already been hardened off, which hopefully at least at the farmer's market they would be. But, you know, if you go to Lowe's or Home Depot or whatever, who knows if there's been any hardening off? Probably not, in all honesty, because they're grown in such climate controlled greenhouses on such a massive scale that I would assume there's very little hardening off going on. So, as I mentioned, in brief, hardening off means making sure that your plants are ready to live in outside conditions without the babying that they've been getting up to that point. So if you're starting them indoors or in a greenhouse or, you know, Home Depot's greenhouses, that's a very constant temperature, typically a very constant humidity. There's no wind unless, you know, there's like a air circulation fan or something like that. And even then, that's obviously not going to be as strong as what Mother Nature doles out sometimes. No hail, no birds, probably very few pests. So it's a very clean, calm, gentle environment that these seedlings have grown up in to go out into a potentially harsh natural environment. And so we need to ease that transition. And if you don't, your seedlings might make it and they might die. You know, it depends on a lot of factors, really. But if you have sunk all this time and energy or money into raising seedlings or buying seedlings, then it is my opinion that making sure you make that transition is totally worth it. So you get the return on your investment, whether that's an investment of time or money. So to do this process, this hardening off process, all you really need is time. And you can take up to a week. You can rush it in about 3 days. Again, it depends a little bit on your weather. If you're going from a 70 degree grow room with 16 hours of light out into a 40 degree, 8 hours of light day, that's a pretty harsh transition. And I would definitely recommend either waiting a little bit till it's not so cold or making sure you take that full week to transition your seedlings from one extreme to the other. So let's just say you are growing your tomatoes, your peppers, or lettuce, you know, in a normal scenario where you're not putting them out in the middle of a snowstorm or anything like that, but just a nice spring day or week when you're supposed to have nice weather. So take your pot, your flat of seedlings, your yogurt container, whatever you've got. And what you want to do is move it outside, but not straight out in the direct sunlight, because that's going to fry the poor little thing. Start off by putting it somewhere shady. It can be full shade, it can be dappled shade, but there has to be some shade so that you're not shocking it. It's not getting sunburned. It's not drying out really quickly. You know, think of you going out into the sun and you want to ease your transition, you'll probably find some shade. Let it sit out there for part of the day, half of the day, somewhere in there, and then you're going to take it back in to its growing area. And if you are bringing home seedlings from the store or the farmer's market, then what you can do is once you get them home, give them water if they need it, put them in the shade just like you did for your own seedlings. And then when it's time to bring them back in, you can bring them into your house, maybe your garage if it's nice and warm, just basically somewhere relatively protected. And then the second day, you're going to do the same thing. You're going to take them back out. You can either put them back in that same shady spot for a longer period of the day. You could try the whole day since they're in the shade. Or if you were in deep shade the first day, then you could try dappled shade the next day. Basically, you're going to be gradually stepping up the level of exposure over these 3 to 7 days. And I personally usually fall in about 4, maybe 5 days, because I grow my own seedlings. And so I'm, you know, very aware of how they've been raised. If I get them from somebody else who has grown them, then I try to do at least 5 days, unless I've, you know, talked to the grower and know what circumstances they were grown in. When I'm selling at the farmer's market, I'm always telling my people that I have hardened off the seedlings for them so they can take them home and plant them if they want to. You know, maybe they give them a day or two to acclimate to their microclimate in their yard, but I'm not taking them straight out of my growing area out into, you know, harsh sunlight and wind. So then continue this progression over the days so that by maybe the 4th day, you bring them out in the morning and they're getting morning sun, maybe a little bit of afternoon shade. By the 5th day, they're getting a little bit of dappled sunlight in the morning and afternoon sun, which is usually stronger than in the morning, because that's going to kind of finalize that preparation to bring them out into the garden. And then where at the very end of your hardening off process, they are spending 1 full day outside in the sun or shade of your growing area. Make sure that they are well watered so that they're not sitting there cooking in dry pots or flats. And then you can either plant them out that night, or you can bring them back in, or honestly, leave them out for the night. I often do that. Leave them out for 1 full night before I plant them. And then I plant first thing in the morning when everything is still nice and cool. And then the process is done. And I realize this is a lot of information that might be hard to keep track of. I do have a seed starting checklist that goes over this full process of like, do this on day one, do this on day two, do this on day three. I'll make sure to link that in the show notes. That's one of my free PDFs that I love to give to people who are new to starting seeds, because it walks you through the full process of, you know, your materials and resources that you need to start seeds indoors, what to do after they sprout, how to take care of them through that process, what to do, you know, how to, the signs for knowing when to start hardening them off to get them out to the garden, all that. So I will have that in the show notes for you if you don't have it from me already. One important thing I want to mention, I kind of did before, but the best time of day to transplant is either the morning or late afternoon, early evening, depending on how hot your day was. Really try to avoid the midday temperatures when it's hot, the sun is the strongest, or, you know, late enough in the morning to where you're just going to finish up and then it's going to be hot, because that's just very stressful to your seedling, and you're most likely going to see them wilt that very day. And chances are they will recover, but again, why put them through that sort of a shock, because it's going to set back their growth for at least a few days while they kind of recover. So if you can choose a rainy day, if it's a rainy day or super cloudy, maybe a little drizzly, then feel free to do it at noon, because it's not going to be really strong sun. But if it's a nice, warm, sunny spring day, then make sure you do it early in the morning or late in the afternoon, early evening, so that the plants have the cooler night to kind of recover, or the cooler morning before it heats up for the day. I have no preference. I've seen no benefit of one time or the other. It's really whenever it's convenient. Oftentimes for me, it is the afternoon, evening time, just because that's how it works out. And I like giving them the nice cool night, especially as it gets closer to midsummer if I'm putting out, you know, something like fall crops, where it can be pretty toasty during the peak of the day. And I want to give them the cool night to adjust to having just been planted before that harsh sun hits them. Okay, so if you plant your seedlings out and all of a sudden the weather changes, it's, you know, there the forecast said it was going to be nice for a few days, and so you transplanted, but then the temperatures drop or it starts to rain or wind comes in, there are several ways that you can protect your seedlings that don't require too much work. The easiest one by far is to do something called row covers. And I've talked about row covers a lot in my fall gardening episodes back in the September, October timeframe of the show. But row covers are a very thin, lightweight material, sometimes fabric, sometimes a type of woven plastic, polypropylene, I think it's called. And it lets a lot of light in, but not all. And it also blocks a lot of wind. It can keep pests out, cats out, squirrels, if that's an issue. I know I hear about that all the time. And I've been through that too when we lived in South Carolina. Those nutty little squirrels would pull up so many of my seedlings. And so in any case, row covers are a great way to put in that extra step of insurance with your brand new seedlings. And although hoops can be very helpful to keep the row cover off of your plants, if you are in a hurry or you're desperate or you just need it done right now, then you can, if, as long as it's light enough weight, you can just lay the row cover straight over your plants, weigh it down on the corners, and you're good to go. If you have a heavy frost or heavy snowfall or something like that, then it's not really going to help because the snow could smush the row cover that will then smush your plants. Or if there's a very heavy frost and the leaves are touching the row covers, then that freezing water can transfer to your plant leaves and cause them to freeze, which for some crops, it might not be a big deal, you know, if it's a kale or a broccoli or something like that. But if it is a warm season crop or your cold tolerant crops weren't properly hardened off, then it could still damage them. So use your judgment on that one. If you just want to protect it from some wind or squirrels or your neighbor's cats, then laying it right over your plants should be totally fine. But if you see a hard frost coming up in your forecast, then you might want to make sure to put your row cover over some hoops so that it's not touching your plants. Or one thing I've seen people do, and this is one of those oh no situations where you didn't realize this was going to happen, you can either put buckets over your plants or you can put buckets between your plants, like a 5-gallon bucket, and then drape the row cover over that because that'll lift it up without having to put a bunch of hoops on your bed, especially if this is just like a one night thing. You can also use low tunnels. Those are a little bit more involved. And if you don't already have the hoop set up, it might not be worth it for you. But it's the same idea of a hoop over the bed, like a horseshoe or a U-shape, that you drive the ends of the horseshoe into the ground and then drape plastic over it to make a little mini greenhouse. And I did do a whole episode about low tunnels and row covers. I don't remember which number it is, but if you look, it's called Two Easy Season Extension Methods. And again, I think it was in October of last year. If there is going to be heat coming up that you didn't expect, make sure everything is very well watered. You can use shade cloth in almost the same way you use row cover. And shade cloth, instead of being like row cover that is designed to let in a large amount of light, shade cloth cuts the light, just like our window screens cut some amount of light that comes into our house, or, you know, those shade thingies that you can put over your car window or, you know, in front of the baby seat, or not baby seat, car seat. There we go. The shade cloth will help cool the temperatures beneath them so that your new seedlings aren't getting too hot if it's hotter than expected for the day. I don't personally have a lot of experience with shade cloth. I've used it once in the past when we lived in California, but I just haven't needed it. So that's not one of my areas of expertise, although it does seem pretty straightforward to use. So try that if you think it's going to be hotter than you expected, or if you planted something out and it's not as hardened off as you thought and it's starting to look a little wilty in the sun, you can try a shade cloth to help perk it up a little bit. So a couple of mistakes that I want to mention are not watering your plants very well before you plant them out. If you are going from dry soil in the pot into, you know, sopping wet soil, then maybe it's okay because the soil around the plant roots are going to absorb some of the water in the native soil around it. But I honestly wouldn't say that's ideal. I would make sure that all of your seedlings are well watered so that they can have a nice long drink before they go out there. The soil is going to stay attached to the roots more easily so that you're moving the whole root ball and soil all in one go. There's no need to like shake off the soil or rinse it off or anything like that. You just want to pop the dirt and all out of the yogurt container, your used applesauce container, whatever it is, your seedling tray, and put that whole thing in the ground. And once you do, I like to give it another sip of water by filling the planting hole with water, like drizzling it between the soil of my seedling and the soil of the hole that I dug so that it starts to settle in the soil around the seedling that I just put in so that there aren't any big air pockets and the roots can go from their seedling soil straight into the native soil without any issue. Once you start to backfill the hole where you put your seedling, make sure you tamp that down with, I'd say, like medium pressure. You don't want to totally smash it, of course, but you also need to make sure that you get that dirt settled in there, that everything is anchored really well and not just kind of brush soil over it and then walk away. Like just tuck it in, medium firmness, and you should be good after that. As I already mentioned, don't transplant on a very hot day or in the middle of the day. Don't forget to harden off your purchased seedlings unless you know where they or how they've been raised, if you've been able to talk to the person who grew them. And then lastly, if you are going to... And the last thing I want to mention that can sometimes happen in the beginning of your seedling transplant journey is that you forget to mulch right away. And sometimes it's not possible. If you're totally out of time and you've just gotten your seedlings in the ground and you've got other places to be or your kids are waiting or whatever the situation is, I totally understand that you might need to come back the next day or even in 2 days to mulch them in. I have totally been there where you're just frantically trying to get this stuff in the ground before it's too dark to see. And it's really easy to forget to come back or do the song and dance of tomorrow I'll do it, tomorrow I'll do it. Crap, it's tomorrow, but tomorrow I'll do it. Again, I've totally been there. I throw no shade here and I judge nobody. But try really hard to remember to come back and mulch the next day if you can't do it right then. And just like you tuck your kids into bed at night or your dog or yourself, you get into bed, you pull those blankies up and you are nice and cozy. And think of mulch as the exact same thing for your seedlings. You put them in, you water them well, you tuck them in with some mulch blanket, and then they have a better chance of not being too hot in the soil if you're already well established into summer, or if it's going to rain that night, of not having the soil wash away that you just put over their root ball. And it can help you not risk that chance of, oh, it's been a whole week and now the weed seeds are germinating and now I got to go weed and then I got to spread mulch. And it just kind of circumvents all of that fuss. So if you can, as soon as you transplant, go back and cover your bed with some sort of mulch. I've talked endlessly about mulch, especially episode 12. I know that one by heart, where I mentioned some of my favorite mulches to use, where to get them for free, what some of the other benefits of mulch are. And I use wood chips almost exclusively because you can get them from free for arborists. I have a giant, literally giant pile of wood chips sitting out in my driveway right now because I am friends with an arborist who comes and brings them to me. It's awesome. But if you can't do that, or you know you're on a wait list or something like that, you can use grass clippings, old leaves, cardboard. Some people use newspaper. I don't love that one because it blows away too easily. You can use wool if you have sheep, which is awesome. I've picked up some some dirty wool that I'm going to be experimenting with in the garden this year, so I can report back on that later. But in any case, find something to cover the surface of the soil so that your weeds don't start to take over your brand new seedlings. They don't get dried out. It helps regulate the soil temperature, all kinds of good things. And it's a very common beginner mistake to just plant and be done. I would encourage you to set that habit early. If you don't want to fuss with arranging mulch around every single plant, say you're doing something with close spacing like lettuce or spinach or something like that, what you can do is spread your mulch over the bed while it's still empty or whatever space you're growing in, and then just push aside that little bit of mulch, put your seedling in and tuck it back in. And sometimes I find that to be a faster process than planting first and then mulching. Whatever works for you, experiment, figure out which one is more efficient and less obnoxious, because sometimes it is obnoxious to gently, oh so gently, spread your wood chip mulch around these tiny little plants without knocking them over or accidentally covering them. But it is well worth the effort. All right, my friends, that is it for today. With that, your seedlings will have a much higher chance of success after transplanting. Make sure you harden them off. Make sure you water them afterwards. Mulch them. Cover them up if you know you're going to have some not so great weather, or you know you've got neighbor cats or squirrels that you are constantly seeing around in your yard getting into your direct zone stuff. Give your seedlings a fighting chance. All right, that's it. I'll talk to you next week.